800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. And you have with you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. If you'd like to know who we are, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. This, again, is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We are turning talk radio into do radio. Indeed, we are. Let's kick up the beats again so we can put into motion the other guy here. This is important for the listeners to know that
lost right
there's
now.
Stability here.
That's better. I like that. Chopping down the roots.
Yeah.
Because you can see me. Because we're on TV. Channel 23. Yeah.
Every week.
Every week.
Well,
for you.
One. We famous. Everybody think we got it going on. They don't know nothing.
Word is bomb.
Nothing. Nothing. I said nothing.
Nothing, nope. Nothing but nothing?
No.
You mean nothing like there's nothing there?
No.
Like it's empty-headed like the policy.
New York, big city of dream, but everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You might be fooled
if you come from out of town,
but I'm down by law and I know my way around too much. Too many people, too much. Too much. Too many people, too much. Yeah. A man's on a ledge, says he's gonna jump. The people gather round and said he won't, he's just a chump, cause he lost his job, and then he got robbed. His mortgage is due, and his marriage is through. Now,
that was very talented.
You know what my kids really like? My kids love that one. Or when I was a little kid, my mom used to sit in the car and she'd do this. Now everybody's out there like, now I understand.
What happened to Bradley Beans?
Now I totally get it, folks.
As a little boy, his mother did gibberish things in the car.
Well, dude, whatever you needed to
multicultural.
Be.
Multicultural. It's all here. Sons
yeah.
of Liberty.
It totally is, and nobody can deny right. that. And see, what's going to happen is next time we go public, someone's going to say, hey, Bradley, do that rap again. I mean, that was pretty cool stuff. And don't sit there and look at me, Christian, like you got one over on me. I want to hear you rap.
I got no rap.
He got no game. He said he got no game, brother Root.
His face is turning red underneath that yellow hat.
He told me he ain't got no game, and I don't know what's going on with that. He thinks it's his birthday or something.
Yeah, like it's his birthday?
Yeah.
I got no root like it's his birthday.
Okay, let's get down to some serious business here, all
right?
Stop screwing around.
Right. Better done screwing around.
This last week, I turned down an interview with Newsweek, folks. I told you about that last week and why. Because she was a propagandist. That's all she was looking for was her story. And she had it written before she left New York. Well, apparently that wasn't good enough because we received another request out of Washington, D.C. Now, folks, if you want to do interviews with the Sons of Liberty, if you want to do them live, we'll have Adam all day long. But we're not going to have your selective reporting and your propaganda thrown on the papers, taking out of context what we said and what we didn't say.
I love how they call in.
Bradley,
totally.
I love your organization. You've got a lot of great things going on.
Is that hair real?
You know, I would just love to get your feedback and your perspective on a few topics. Well, I'm just a reporter from, you know,
what's your name? Reporter, do you have a name?
It doesn't really matter. I just really love you. It's about you, Bradley Dean, and what your organization is doing. You guys are wonderful, reaching out.
The cackles of my heart are warmed.
What is it
that you want to know?
So I wanted to ask a few questions. From you. Number one, how do you feel about the moral issues in our society? I'm sure because you're a minister and all that, you probably have good, wonderful
Well, we're
responses.
A mess, and we need to return to the God of our fathers.
Oh, we're a mess. Okay. M-E-S-S. Okay. Bradley Dean says is a cult leader and says America's a big mess. Oh, that's wonderful, Bradley. That was a great response. I probably would have said the same thing.
Anything else?
Can you tell me just, you know, how do you feel about the issue of when people love each other? Could you tell me about that?
Well, I think it's totally natural. I think it's healthy and it's God ordained.
Oh, okay. So then obviously you wouldn't discriminate against other people for that. That's you know,
But we're talking about a man and a woman, the way that the Lord ordained
marriage.
Oh,
sure.
To be,
I'm
right?
a Christian. I go to church every day. I hear what you're saying, Bradley.
Okay.
But what if two, you know,
homophobic, gay, hate, bigot,
hater, cult leader. This man hates children. This man hates people. As a young child, he was delusioned. He's been brainwashed over the few years. So do you read your Bible a lot, Bradley?
Every day of my life, for the last 15 years.
He uses it as
sir.
A weapon of mass destruction. Another one of these religious right-wing lunatics. That's wonderful, Bradley. I think my pastor reads his Bible, too. So do you guys have church services regularly? I mean...
Two times a week.
Oh, this man believes in slavery. He's a racist. There's no doubt about that. Okay, well, Bradley Dean, thanks so much for your time.
When's this going to be published? Can we get a copy of that, please?
You know, I'll have my people get in touch with you, Bradley. I'm gonna print this up here. It's going to be wonderful.
So who do you work for? CNN?
I'm sorry, I've really got to go.
And that's not too far from... Hey, listen, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree from them whack jobs, do they?
Huh?
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, folks. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 1-800-387-7747 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake, hey, such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Now, folks, what we didn't give you the heads up on quite yet is the fact that we're live out of Washington, D.C. right now, and we just want to thank Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. for giving us the opportunity to broadcast live from here. Mm-hmm. And we were just having a conversation right before we came back in on Occupy Wall Street and the fact that these people have no shame. Mm-hmm. We actually seen a couple of them on the way over here, and I thought it might be a good idea for us to be, not to be crude, but maybe stop over and get some toiletries and throw them.
Maybe get some boudet spray, maybe. I'm not sure how they do that.
It's some gross stuff. I mean, you can smell these people by just looking at them.
You can see the trees are, like, all bending over in the park.
Seriously.
You know, because of the putrid smells coming up from the ground.
I kid you negative. I mean, it's really that bad. But, folks, if you want to know who we are, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean. That's double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. And if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, please do. It's Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. And aside of that, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Coming at you live from Washington, D.C. And you got Bradley and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy, and I know that he's kind of chomping at the bit right now, so go ahead and share, Jake.
Well, we just had a good day, and this morning we got to sit down with Mr. Joseph.
Wait, just slow down for a second. Before we get to our topic, talking about Saul Alinsky today and his disciple Barack Obama, what's been good about it? I can't say it's been bad, but, I mean, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning is not a good day to me.
Makes you feel like
and then stopping in Lansing, Michigan for a half hour for a layover.
Yeah, that was very fun.
So,
but I did get a good nap in Lansing for about 10 minutes. That
you
wasn't
did.
Bad, yeah.
Yep.
But I think in D.C. here, the people welcomed us when we got off the airplane. There was balloons, confetti, flyers,
it's pretty crazy stuff,
stuff like
it?
That. Then we got in the motorcade. There was like six cops in front of us, a couple Cadillac Escalades.
Speaking of which, no, let's be serious now. We're having fun, folks. But the bottom line is let's throw some truth in this whole mix in the sense of having fun. It's interesting when the president moves.
Yeah.
How much, the array.
Pretty secretive.
It's crazy, folks. I mean, you have how many cop cars going before him? You have Secret Service behind him and around him. Mm-hmm. You have motorcades. You have motorcycles, police officers driving alongside of him. Mm-hmm. I mean, why don't they just keep his business when he moves from point A to point B secret? Mm-hmm. I mean, they let the whole city of Washington, D.C. know that he's moving.
and by the way, over
folks,
here.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, it costs you $75,000 every time he wants to go to Burger King and have a hot, you know, a hot fudge sundae or fillet of fish or something.
But that's part of his jobs plan. See, he's going to create jobs by having bigger motorcades.
That's how it works.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That'll work good.
But no, isn't that food for thought? And it's great food for thought. If it's about the protection and the security of the president, why do they make so much noise every time the guy moves? And folks, we just seen it minutes ago. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. You're putting the man in jeopardy by doing the things that you do. Here's the other thing. Back in the day, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Truman used to literally walk, presidents all the way up into Truman, used to literally walk up and down the streets, shaking hands of the citizens and saying hello to them, how are you, listening to the concerns of the citizens. Now the presidents from Truman all the way up, because Truman, they actually had a nationalist come out of Mexico that actually tried to kill him, and it actually killed Truman's bodyguard. And ever since then, they've had Secret Service. But when you think about that, now our presidents are treated like they're kings, like this is a monarchy or something, when in fact, and I'm sure Barack Hussein.
He probably doesn't like that.
He would.
His wife wouldn't like that either.
Barack would. He probably loves that.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He gets a ride from a helicopter from point A to point B, and, you know, if he wants to go out and have a fillet of fish at McDonald's, they, you know, get all their army all lined up, their front line, and, hey, let's go get one. Mm-hmm. $75,000. Hey, Barack, it costs $75,000 every time. I don't care. I ain't paying for it.
Plus the price of the fillet of fish.
You know, here's another thing. Let's go back to Occupy Wall Street, because we've just seen some of these guys, and we, as we said, we wanted to bring some toiletries to them. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't he, like, go out the front door of the White House and go supply their needs and help them out and stuff like that? I mean, they're poor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, as we were talking yesterday about Saul Alinsky, they want to use the poor to use them as a battering ram against the establishment.
Yep.
And I'm curious, if he's so concerned about them, then why doesn't he go down there and
communicate with them a little bit?
Maybe
he could fast
reminisce
a couple days from travel.
I'm not kidding.
Save a couple $75,000. I thought about this with my wife, too. Maybe not go on a vacation that costs millions of dollars to send everybody over there and have all the cars and Air Force One.
Seriously.
You know, if we've got an economic problem here, we can start to scale back on a few just basic things.
Starting right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yesterday we said, now we're going to be talking about Saul Alinsky and his student, Barack Hussein Obama, and it's interesting that Franklin Roosevelt said, listen carefully, people who are hungry and out of a job, are the stuff of which dictatorships are made. He said this back in the 40s. I'll say it again. People who are hungry and out of a job are the stuff of which dictatorships are made. People don't think that far.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. Okay, if there's poor people in a society, let's take care of them. Yes. You know, and then the first thing they do is they go over, well, Jesus always took care of the poor, and so did Paul, and so did Peter, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Poor in Scripture, for the most part, folks, means the contrite, you know, poor in heart, poor in spirit. It means lacking the destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Didn't mean you were broke, you didn't have anything to eat.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's common sense. Yeah. And we just take care of each other because we do unto others as we'd have them do unto us.
Love one another.
Right. If someone truly is poor, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is when dictators want to be dictators, they actually create the people to be hungry. They actually create joblessness. Mm-hmm. So they can become the dictators as they give and as they have the poor and the jobless relinquish their power over to that individual so he can take care of him. And what did we say yesterday? And I think it's a great quote. Harry S. Truman was right when he said, when you have an efficient government, you have a dictatorship. Here, I'll say that one again as well. When you have an efficient government, you have a dictatorship. So in other words, if they give you everything that you need, just keep in mind that they can take away everything you've got.
Yep.
And forget that not.
So when you're hungry, you're not going to debate about things like your rights or your liberties. You just want something to eat. So if a man says, it's kind of like the old analogy of Jacob and Esau. Remember the parable where Esau comes in from the field? He's starving. Jacob's making some soup. Esau's hungry. What does he care about his birthright at that point? He doesn't care about anything because if he dies today, what good is his birthright? And folks, in America, we don't get to that point. You can't get to the point where you're willing to give up your essential liberties to maintain or to gain a little temporary safety.
Yeah.
Because you have to see the author of that situation or that crisis, as we call it, could very well be the one that offers you that safety. And in that being the case, then you have a problem. It's like the quote the gentleman said, democracy and dictatorships. Democracy, you vote first and take orders later. In a dictatorship, you don't have to waste your time voting. They want to bring you those two steps forward, a step back, and then another two steps forward. We have to think with a clear level head and realize that our morality is what's going to secure our liberty.
That's right.
And when we're moral,
yeah,
we can't be taken prey by a dictator.
And what's interesting about that, and I've said this yesterday, and I'll say it again. I think I brought it up yesterday, but just to reiterate the very point, it's interesting that last week, a woman was on a television program, on a news program, and she was asked, what is the most searched on Google? Oh, yeah. What are the hot topics? She said all five presidential candidates at that time.
Yep.
And she said the homosexual agenda and homosexual marriage mm-hmm. in one.
Yep.
And then she said the other topic was abortion.
Okay. So people are talking about
it. So, but what do you see in the mainstream media do? Avoid the moral issues and throw two candidates out there mm-hmm. fighting over the very things that they're leaving off.
Yep.
Now, if both men were moral, you wouldn't have to worry about it. You wouldn't be having that debate right there, would you?
That's right.
No. Go ahead.
You know, and the thing is, too, is when you have that shifting standard, again, like we talked about yesterday in mathematics, there's always an answer. What we debate about is what's the quickest way to get to that answer, because the answer can't change. We know that. But nowadays, they take away the answer and say, okay, debate over the answer.
That's right. That's right.
Debate over the answer. The answer is the answer. Oh, no, no, no. The answer can be whatever you want.
Well,
opens a few doors.
It's been rightly said, when you get them asking the wrong questions, you don't have to worry about giving them the answers,
that's
do
right.
you?
That's right. And if you look at, too, the moral issues that you're talking about, this is what people are wanting to know about in this country right now.
They're starving for it.
But then they eliminate that. I don't recall the last debate where I heard somebody talk about the moral issues.
Well, let me ask you something. Romney, mm-hmm. Gingrich,
yep.
okay? Where's the morality? It's a lack of morality what they're debating.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yep.
For the most part, yes, I understand people want jobs. That's not government's position mm-hmm. to give you a job.
Yeah.
Their job is to get out of the way.
That's right.
That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yep.
But for the sake of getting back to Saul Alinsky and his student, Barack Hussein Obama, I want to do a real quick recap. In 2008, Barack said, we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. And fundamentally means primarily, originally, essentially, at the foundation. So in other words, we have to uproot the foundation as to who we are.
Yep.
Now, you got to know who Saul Alinsky was. And he was a Chicago organizer, as he was a self-proclaimed rebel. He taught at the University of Chicago, which is interesting. So did Obama, with Alina Kagan and Cass Sunstein, another whack in the head. But, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to pick this up right when we get back from this break. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. 1-877-8.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from Anti-Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Now, folks, one more shout-out. If you'd like to be a part of the show, give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. We're coming at you live from Washington, D.C. Family Research Council has been so kind as to have us a part of their building here to broadcast live. And it's actually a really nice place. D.C.'s beautiful.
Yes, it is.
No, I mean, I was just telling the girls right from the break, folks, that Virginia, the state of Virginia, is absolutely, it's gorgeous.
As a matter of fact, this is a very worthwhile place to bring all of your family and show them what your heritage really is. It's awesome. You know why Jefferson and Madison picked this spot when you get here?
Yeah, but you said there was another guy in there by the name of Hamilton.
I thought it was Hamilton. That's why I didn't say him for sure.
Okay.
And I think he was part of the devising of the plans.
The Potomac River.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right off the Potomac.
Potomac.
Mm-hmm.
Potomac.
Yes.
All right. Talking about Saul Alinsky student Barack Hussein Obama, and I was just kind of giving you a synopsis, an overview of this individual, Saul Alinsky, and he used to teach out of the University of Chicago with the likes of Alina Kagan, Cass Sunstein, and his student, Barack Hussein Obama. His entire life, folks, is devoted to organizing a revolution in America to destroy a system he regarded as oppressive and unjust. And I suppose it's if you have to work for what you get.
That's right.
And if you have to work for what you have, mm-hmm. then it probably is oppressive.
That's got to be
somebody
oppressive.
Somebody owes you something.
I mean, you want me to go work?
Yeah. That's what they're in essence.
You mean you want me
saying.
To be moral?
Yeah.
I should obey guidelines in my life?
Yes.
That's oppression.
Saul Alinsky also proclaimed himself as to be a rebel, one who revolts from the government to which he owes allegiance. That's treachery, either by openly renouncing the authority of that government or by taking arms and openly opposing it. The second meaning or definition to rebel in Webster's 1828 is a villain who disobeys his lord. Now, the Alinsky model is to undermine the system and to then see what happens. Just listen carefully. Yep.
No consequences.
Nope, none at all. To take power from those that have and give it to the have-nots. Political annihilation and a destructive assault on the established order. Satanism. No, I didn't say that. Saul Alinsky did. And it was also, by the way, folks, Obama's folks that said, we are the ones that everybody's been waiting for. And yesterday I read a little excerpt from a book called Rules for Revolution, the Alinsky Model from Hillary Clinton. And basically what she's, because she's a part of this as well. She's a, you know, one of these little blueprinted zombies that follows a man blindly like this. It's pretty incredible stuff.
A nihilist.
Yes. And she basically said democracy. So the Alinsky radicals had to come up with something called a democracy, which means getting those who are in out. Now, just keep in mind, there's the word democracy. And I ask you the question, what's the last and who's the last president that actually called us a republic for what we are? Mm-hmm. No, I've heard democracy. My whole life I've heard every president say that word democracy. And what's interesting about that is what Plato said. He said dictatorships naturally arise out of democracy and the most aggravated from form of tyranny and slavery out of the most extreme liberty. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy stuff. George Orwell said, speaking of a dictatorship, he said, power is not a means, it's an end. One does not establish a dictatorship in order to safeguard a revolution. One makes the revolution in order to establish the dictatorship. Well, how do you do that? You do that through the form of government called as democracy. Mm-hmm. Here, the difference between a democracy and a dictatorship is that a democracy, you vote first and take orders later. Mm-hmm. And a dictatorship, you don't have to waste your time voting.
Yep. It's when you get under the grounds of democracy, now you've already eliminated any truth or any substantial means that people can say, okay, this is the pattern. Get rid of the pattern. Now it's the people's opinion. Okay, this is annoying. We're just buying our time. Now that people don't believe that there's any absolutes, next we yank even their vote from them. It gets people to think that they actually have a say in what they're doing.
That's right.
But it also gets
people to think, as they're being motivated to say what they're saying.
Yes.
Yes.
And it also gets people to think that there's no standard outside of who they are, so then they become God. And so then, well, why not trust another man to be God over me? Because at the time when I'm starving, I need a job, whatever, doesn't matter. Just give me the guy who's going to give me something now.
Yeah. Let me give you a real-life scenario. Just last night at the hotel, right before we got onto the airplane at 4 o'clock in the morning, actually got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's interesting that I caught a piece of Barack flying into Arizona. Mm-hmm. He landed in Arizona, and he had a book that Janet Brewer, the governor, actually wrote, exposing Obama and his administration for going after Janet Brewer in the state of Arizona. Janet Brewer sends a personal note to Barack Obama telling him how well Arizona is doing, their recovery is taking on. Mm-hmm. And she asked him if he would go look at the borders because, here, get this, he's never been to the borders in Arizona. Now, what's interesting is when he got off the airplane, the first thing he did is hand her the book. Mm-hmm. And she said, Janet Brewer, the governor of the state of Arizona, said that it was the worst time that I've had, in so many words. She said it was frightening. And basically what happened is Barack started to go after her for what she wrote about him in the book. He didn't care about the good things that were happening in Arizona. He didn't care about the borders. Mm-hmm. He didn't care about none of that. That was bad news to him. When America is prospering, it's bad news to this Saul Alinsky student, folks.
That's right.
It's just that simple. Okay? So she's talking to him. There's pictures, actually, of her pointing her finger at his face. She said she talks with her hands. Mm-hmm. Her hand was really close to his face. Mm-hmm. But she's an older lady. She's a good governor, and she's standing her ground.
That's right. She's American, right?
She's got the fight, right? Mm-hmm. And by the way, folks, it's not how big the dog is that's in the fight. It's how big the fight is in the dog. Mm-hmm. there comes
Karen. That's a big dog.
That was a real
big
dog.
Bark?
Yeah. But just to say this and to bring this all to a closure, it's just interesting that when Janet Brewer met the president, he didn't want to talk about anything but what she said about him that he didn't like. And when she started to end the conversation in the middle of the sentence, this president, folks, turned and walked away from her mid-sentence. Mm-hmm. This is what kind of man that you are dealing with in the White House.
So,
he shows all disregard for anybody that's doing the right thing, mm-hmm. the American patriotic thing. He's at war with who you are. And why wouldn't he be when he's a student of Saul Alinsky?
Right. And Saul Alinsky was a radical. Now, folks, radicals are of a different mindset than you or I or anybody who grows up with any type of standards. Radicals are like this. Picture a young child. And I learn a lot from watching kids. And I'm talking about two-year-old kids. When they come into a room and everything looks nice, everything's picked up and clean, books are on the shelf, the first thing that kid does is go try to pull something off the shelf, push buttons, put their fingers in electric sockets. Unless you watch them, kids will destroy themselves, and that's what radicals are. They've never got past that stage of knowing that there is a consequence for their actions.
Yep. Yep.
They don't regard consequences, and they think in destruction that's all part of this because what they're building is a heaven. It's a heaven on earth. It's a utopia. And this heaven that they're going to bring you to that they always talk about, which never actually happens,
yeah, yeah.
This heaven
well,
they're going to bring you to.
For 40, 50 years that I know of.
They'll justify any means to get to this heaven. If people have to die, well, that's fine.
Yep.
If people got to go broke, well, that's fine. If there's rape going on, if there's abortion, it doesn't matter what's going on because we're on our way to heaven. It never comes. These are children in mind, but what's sick about it is once they come into a situation where they have power, they don't get any better because like Barack Obama,
no, they get worse.
Who comes down to Arizona, he knows that the borders need to be taken care of. He knows one of the states in the union are actually doing good. That's no concern to him.
No.
Good is no concern to him.
He
what's
doesn't
right
want good.
Not.
Good to me and you is not good to them.
So how do you deal with a child that is out of control?
Well,
you have
get...
to discipline him.
Yes.
You have to be strong and firm or that child's will win over yours. We're talking about grown adults now
yeah.
with the same mentality of a child.
Yeah.
A radical who's bent on destruction. He'll destroy himself, but he'll take you along with him.
Yeah.
You've got to be firm and strong.
Well, that's what it's about.
You can't be civil with them
no.
either.
Listen to some of their cries here. Remember what I said yep. a couple minutes ago. He said, Saul Alinsky, tell me if Barack Obama is doing this. Undermine the system and mm-hmm. see what happens. This is what they
see
said,
what happens,
folks,
right?
Not me. Mm-hmm. Is this the fruit of this administration? Another thing. When new students were basically brought into these classrooms in the Chicago,
mm-hmm.
The university classrooms, it, basically what it was is they would be asked why they wanted to organize.
Mm-hmm.
They all would come in with a sincere heart and say, well, we just want to help people. Well, Alinsky would shout back to them or scream back at them, you want to organize for power. In other words, this isn't about helping the people. You want to scream back like Alinsky. You want to scream back and say you want to organize for power, not for the good of the people. Another thing Alinsky said is he said from the moment that an organizer enters a community, Alinsky said he lives, he dreams, eats, breathes, and sleeps one thing, and that is to build a mass power base for what he called the army.
Mm-hmm.
The army. Wow. Where in the heck would he come up with something like that? It sounds very familiar to me.
Well, Mao Zedong said, what does power come out of? The barrel of a gun. So Alinsky took that in America and says power comes out of the vote. There we go again with democracy, empowering people, empowering criminals, empowering liars. It doesn't matter. You see all this voting fraud going on? That's all organized. Why? Because they're trying to create this out of the power of the vote. If they listen, folks, if they could use a barrel of a gun and point it at you, and in many ways they do, but I'm saying if they could do that, they'd rip their masks off in a second and do it. And again, they've already been ripping their masks off to prove that what I'm saying is absolutely true.
There's nothing left on their face that
there
hasn't
really
been taken off.
No, it's
and
all
that's,
sitting there.
That's why I asked yesterday, what defines someone that's treasonous?
Yeah.
What defines a criminal, America?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's not in front of your face right now, then there is no definition.
That's right.
And another interesting point, I want to give you some new information. Alinsky's advice to radicals was to, in basic principles, might I add, listen to what they say. This is what Alinsky taught people, like Barack Obama. Lie to your opponents, disarm them by pretending to be moderates and liberals.
Ooh.
Nothing more. Listen again. Alinsky's advice to the radicals was to his students, in basic principles, lie to your opponents, disarm them by pretending to be moderates and liberals. And for God's sakes, folks, pay attention to the fruit, but guess what they want your eyes off of?
Yeah.
They want your eyes off of the fruit. Don't judge them by their fruits. That's why they're constantly promulgating new lies on a daily basis as they're continuously trying to break up the foundation to set you at war with God so they can be God.
That's right.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're going to be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake pay such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about the Saul Alinsky student named Barack Obama. And during the break, the girls were actually playing a piece with Jan Brewer, the governor from Arizona. And she was just she was kind of like taken back that he walked away from her mid-sentence. Folks, what did I tell you right before the break? Alinsky's advice to radicals was to basically lie to your opponents and disarm them by pretending to be moderates and liberals. He didn't care about the goodness that was taking place.
No, he wants the badness, right?
That's right.
He can create out of it.
They're creating that. That's right.
We're at the Family Research Council today, again, as Bradley had said in the beginning. And I don't know. I don't think Tony Perkins has been invited to the White House lately, has he, to have civil discussion about the literally millions of people across America that this organization represents that are pro-family, pro-values? No, he hasn't been invited. No, okay. Yeah, because he's not interested in that type of discussion.
No, he wants this lower, baser sorts around him.
That's exactly right. In the Book of Kings, Jeroboam, when he departed from the Lord, who did he do? He got all of these little minions around him that would carry out his biddings. Going back to the analogy, because I can't think of a better one, a child is not going to all of a sudden snap out of it and understand you can't put a fork in a light socket unless you deal with him. And folks, we're not dealing with them by saying, oh, maybe he's misled. Maybe we just need to talk to him. Maybe we need to have open debate. He's not listening. He loves when you say have open debate because then you know what he thinks in his mind? I still got more time because these suckers are still listening.
You're exactly right, but I got to take it a step further than that. You know that they won the part of the war when they have conservatives calling them liberals.
Yeah. Exactly.
Instead of calling them for what they are.
Or progressives,
criminals.
Right? Progressives.
That's right. Alinsky also said, be moderate in form and radical in content.
That's right.
What's happening, folks? Their motto is burn down the system. burn down the system. So you have Jan Brewer here trying to negotiate in civility, someone that's not civil at all.
No.
And, again, he has no care for it whatsoever. I think we're just beginning to see more and more. He's getting more radical as time goes on because he knows his time is running out. Mm-hmm. And he's going to do what he can do to stay in power at all costs because he doesn't want to lose the position that he's in right now. They also do it through deception, again, just like their daddies. Camouflage your true intents to disarm opposition is what Saul Alinsky taught his students. Mm-hmm. Listen again. Camouflage your true intents to disarm the opposition. They want to outright and bring in the wrong. They want the right to be against the laws of our land. Prime case. Mm-hmm. Great point. Had a conversation today with some of you might know Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily. And we were having a conversation with him this morning. And he basically told us what the radicals did back in the 70s. This is in the 70s, folks. But he said he went to a rally where some individuals were with an organization called ACT UP back in the day. And he just went down there. He was all dressed down. He didn't have a tag on saying, hey, I'm Joseph Farah. This is what I do. And this is who I am. None of that. He just went and stood in line. And all of a sudden, someone looked at him, a large lesbian lady, looked at him. He didn't touch anybody. All of a sudden, she started screaming. And by the way, this is a part of their literature. Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me. You know what the lesbian started doing, folks? She started punching him in the face.
While she's saying.
Listen carefully. This is communism to the max. Get your hands off me, said the lesbian, as she started to punch him in the face. By the way, they had it all on film.
Mm-hmm. His hands were in his pockets.
Are you understanding, folks? When they're accusing you of something, it's because they're trying to overthrow your foundation, right, as they're the ones that are the battering ram.
Yep. You can best believe any insults or anything they're hurling at you is exactly what they're doing, trying to get the light off of them. You know, only a stern, persistent, and perseverant judgment corrects what we're talking about. That's all that's going to work. And I said judgment, bringing it to resolve. Most conservatives are not in this war. They're way too civilized to match up adequately with their adversaries. You can't be civil with criminals.
No, here, I'll give you another analogy. Saul Alinsky said this. Obama is the student of Saul Alinsky, folks. He said this when he was teaching his students. He said, the young, honest radicals, he said, your honesty is disastrous. That they must learn the art of, listen carefully, miscommunication. Don't sell it as socialism, he said. He said, sell it as progressivism, economic democracy, and social, listen carefully, social justice. Mm-hmm. Social justice.
Sound familiar,
America?
In
other words, do away with your honesty. Mm-hmm. That's what he taught them.
And it's all under the guise of these, and we've all heard the words. Folks, this is a playbook. It literally is. Bradley, when you were talking about the woman beating on Joseph Farah, they had cue cards for all the people out there. This is what you do.
Yep.
When you get close to one, you start screaming, get your hands off me, then that's your opportunity to punch them. Wait a minute. See, now normal thinking people would say, yeah, come on. You can't do that.
That's exactly what's going on.
They do that because you're not bent on judgment. Again, yesterday when we talked about the mentality, this could never happen here. It's because you're not watching. Enemies of liberty are all around you all the time. When our founders established what they had one hand on their protection and one eye on their enemy. They were vigilant. That's why when you see the snake, don't tread on me. The reason they used the snake isn't because they were snakes and they were lower than a snake's belly. It's because the snake's eyes never closed. They knew they always have
always
to have them
to
open.
Strike.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you look in Isaiah, and the answers are always in the Word, the prophet Isaiah said, for when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. And this is what he says next. Let favor be showed to the wicked. Yea, he will not learn righteousness in the land of uprightness, folks. This is what they want. They want you to come at them with a smile and say, well, I'm just going to talk to him again. Maybe he'll get it this time. In a land of uprightness will he deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. In other words, he won't behold good. He won't be changed by it. There's none of this, well, we're going to hug our enemies so tight.
That's what they're trying to do.
We're going to hug them so tight, they're just going to love Jesus and they're going to make right choices. No, it doesn't happen.
You know, that's why when you hear people just say, oh, I'm loving them to the
Lord.
Right. It's like, you know what, Bible? Jesus came and brought the sword.
Mm-hmm.
He brought division.
And love wasn't emotional.
He brought variance. That's exactly right. He came to divide the truth from error, so on and so forth. But let's go back to Saul Alinsky again. Saul Alinsky is Obama's teacher here, right, folks? We all on the same page here. Listen to what else Saul Alinsky said. He said, eat away at the foundations of the building in expectation that one day they should cause it to collapse. Can we say $16 trillion deficit?
There we go.
We need another bailout? Wait a second. Where's that bailout money coming from?
Yeah.
It's coming from the same pot, bro.
Yep.
And what are you doing? You're destroying within. Now, listen to what Alinsky said right after this. He said, even though you are at war with the system, he said, don't confront it as an opposing army. No, this is where Obama comes in and he aborts his own people.
Yeah.
He's the minister for Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, mm-hmm. and the Hispanics. Mm-hmm. And what does he do? He joins blacks up with the blacks and the Hispanics as he's what? Eradicating them, folks. It was like Herod when he said to the wise men, hey, when you find him, let me right. come worship him too.
I want to give him some gifts.
And what does he do? He goes and kills all the babies 2 years and younger.
Yep.
That's exactly what he was doing, folks.
Genocide.
Listen, Alinsky said, even though you are at war with the system, don't confront it as an opposing army. Join it and undermine it as a fifth column from within.
Yep.
Incredible.
There's your fifth column. This isn't, you know, a lot of this stuff they actually teach in college. This is how they operate. This is what they do. This fifth column concept is for real. It wasn't just some philosopher.
It's at work.
Who is, you know, on peyote in the middle of a desert like many people think that philosophers were. This is the real deal, and it is at work. And, folks, if you want to understand the mind of what we're talking about, you go right here, like you said. Obama taught Alinsky tactics in Chicago. This is where he's getting this from. This is a playbook. And he is meaning to do this. None of this is on accident. No. He's not just this.
That's why he's got
misled.
All these radicals around him, folks, because these are the same people
that's
that
right.
were raised
they
up
are.
Under Alinsky.
Same cloak. Yep. And you know, you cut him back from the Clinton era. Just grab a whole bunch
same,
of that
same
and
people.
Follow him into here. Yep. And, hey, who's the Secretary of State again? I forgot. What's her name?
Her name is Hillbilly.
Hillbilly Clinton. Clinton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why it's so important that we listen to what it says on the side of the Supreme Court when it says justice is the guardian of liberty.
Amen.
Because when justice comes along in the enforcement of law, these people don't survive it.
That's right.
They can't.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to hear this again. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution. So the second will not become the legalized version of the first, said Thomas Jefferson.
The audacity of Jefferson to say that, possibly speaking, those in government could be criminals?
Yeah. Listen to what President Millard Fillmore said. He said, wars will continue until man changes his nature. You know, I say to America, well, the only one that can do that is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But what's going to stop war here, folks, in this country, and a revolution, is man preventing war by standing up on the side of God and saying enough is enough.
That's right.
And saying no more to what's going on in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Because, folks, this is completely out of hand. The writing's on the wall. There's nothing in secret anymore. If you get some time, go to Facebook, Bradley Dean. And what I'll do is I'll post that conversation between Jan Brewer and the president. Folks, it's pretty appalling. If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone. And we also want to thank Family Research Council for having us in today. And we will be coming at you live again tomorrow. So God bless you. We love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you then. Read 1 John 3:18. See you again. Cool? See ya.